You have found the Runaround Iowa, the podcast that's dedicated to interviews with the athletes, coaches, and personalities who are making headlines in college cross country and track and field, professional road running, triathlon, and trail running in the state of Iowa. And now from the home office in Clive, here is your host, Lance Bergeson.
My guest today was a four-time All-State honoree at Johnston High School, with a best of second at state in 2016. She helped lead the Dragons to three state cross-country titles in four seasons, including a historic season her junior year when Johnston scored the lowest point total ever at state for Class 4A. On the track, she finished second in the state in the 3000 in 2018 during her senior season. She went on to Iowa, where she became the Hawkeyes' number two runner in the 2021 NCAA Midwest Regional, placing 58th in a collegiate best 21:44 for 6 kilometers. Now you'll find her competing for the new Fitness Sports Distance Project team. Welcome to the program, Jessica McKee. Hello, Jess.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, we're here on a Friday night. I've got nothing to do here showing. I don't have much of a life. Thank you for making time for me on such short notice. And looks like we'll be competing against each other on Sunday. You're running in the 10K.
Yes, I saw that. That should be exciting.
Yeah. So I think you're going to smoke me, though. So
No, I think it'll be close.
But I understand you're living here in Johnston. Back in Central Iowa, tell the listeners what you're up to.
Yeah, I guess so. I just started with the Fitness Sports Distance Project. I think it was a few months ago. So, kind of took some time.
Did you run any indoor meets? I didn't see anything.
Nope.
I kind of Shamrock Shuffle.
Yep, that was my first one at the end of March. Yeah. I kind of had. Right. Taken some time off after graduating from Iowa, so had to get the miles back in. So I feel like it's been a few months of training and doing long runs with the fitness sports team, but that's been about it, just getting the base miles back up there.
There's a lot there to talk about. Are you working out with specific individuals right now, trying to get that sharpen the workouts and the miles?
Yeah, we haven't really started the workouts yet as a team. I think that's something we're planning on, kind of to pull together as a team, because it's not fun to work out alone. So we've been getting sent workouts, and I know everyone kind of does their own thing right now. I think part of it just with the weather and it's being dark outside, everyone was kind of on their own, but we're hoping to pull it all together kind of later this spring and into the summer, hopefully get some workouts together on the track.
Are you coached by Lindsay Andrews with Fitness Sports, or do you have someone else?
Currently, I'm coaching myself. Listen to my body. So Tad sends us workouts. He's the coach. Okay. So I follow those and then kind of just listen to my body, which is a change of pace.
So you're semi-coached, yeah, if Tad's sending you the workouts. Tad Holst is the team manager for Fitness Sports. How fun was that for you to go out to Chicago, run a team event again after, a year and a half away at least?
Yeah, it'd been almost 2 years, I think. Getting to go on that trip kind of made me fall back in love with the running and, the team atmosphere, just because it's been so long since I've done it. So,
sweet.
It was kind of funny because not all of us really knew each other before going on that trip. And I feel like we all came out best friends after it, just spending 2 days together in a van for 10 hours in the weekend, and then just spending all day Saturday with each other before the race. So it was a really fun experience, and fun just to kind of meet the team, and getting to compete at that level again was really fun.
What was the thing you remember most about the trip then?
I think
with the conversations. Well,
There was a few things. We stayed in an apartment, and we had two apartments that were in the same apartment complex, kind of stacked on top of each other. But the apartment was funny because it was like kind of like cozy, but there were like four bedrooms and there were three beds in every room. So we're just like all stacked in there. And then we're playing games Saturday just to kind of chill and hang out. So I think it was funny. We like cooked all our meals. We went to the grocery store and kind of had those like high school cross country feel of us all hanging out and kind of being stacked on top of each other. So it was just a fun atmosphere to be in.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the great things about Shamrock, or if you get lucky to do the club cross country in December of this year, you know, those are some of those trips that teams make that are a lot of fun, that you get a lot of bonding time for that. Yes. So.
Yes, it was a lot of bonding time, but worth it.
And you were the top, you were the number three runner on the A team there, coming in 29 minutes. Very solid time there. how did you feel about the race there? It's a quick course.
Yeah, it was fun. I really didn't know what to expect going in. I think we all were talking about our time goals before, and I really had no clue and no expectations. So the race was fun. The whole atmosphere is fun and just kind of like feels like cross country and collegiate again, are just kind of at a high level. They had like the Elite 10 and some very good individual runners there. And I think the race atmosphere is also very fun, just getting to like run downtown Chicago and a lot of fans out there. So I feel like I ran faster than expected just because everyone was like screaming the whole time. Like all the fans along the course were just yelling the whole time. So it was very intense and very motivating. So I think it's what you need, though. It was perfect.
It was that good of an atmosphere. Wow. Yeah. I didn't realize that it attracted that many runners. I've never run it. I've heard all these great things about it, but just doesn't seem to work with my schedule and my plans. So, and then, of course, last weekend, you finished third at Loop the Lake. Not quite as fast a time, but still very solid considering that, you know, the competition was still good, but not quite as stiff, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I kind of planned to do that one last minute. I think I like decided I was going to do it like 3 or 4 days before the race. Just cause I figured I was part of the Iowa Relay League. So kind of decided last minute. So kind of just, no expectations going into it. Have fun. I was way less nervous this time, so that kind of helped. And it was just a very different race in terms of you were, like, actually alone compared to the Shamrock Shuffle. So you kind of had to really grit it out and just kind of be in your own head rather than being having all the adrenaline similar to Shamrock. So kind of a different race, but, again, it was super fun and a fun course. And I got to meet a lot of amazing women that run in the Des Moines area that aren't on the fitness sports team. So it's kind of fun to meet them, and hopefully I'll see them at a few of the races in Des Moines.
Yeah, you, well, like I said, finished third, very strong there. Emma Houston probably is one of the people you talked to.
Yep, and I talked to, actually, I was running next to Dana Herrick. I think the first 2 miles of the race, I was just like right behind her and like couldn't catch her. And I'm like, oh, like I'm kind of letting her do all the work, just letting her drag me along. And then I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be mean. And like, so I kind of ran up beside her and was like, okay, let's go. And then she's like, oh, good job. And so we were kind of cheering each other on during the race. So I think we ran the next mile together before she kind of told me to go and go catch the next girl. So it's kind of a fun experience to have during a race.
Yeah, Dan is not quite as cutthroat anymore. she's always got a smile on her face when she runs. You know, she's a baby mom now. She's got two kids, two young kids. So her perspective has changed quite a bit. But really, really infectious attitude that she has. Always encouraging people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I didn't expect someone to cheer me on during a race. That was my competitor. So. Threw me off guard. Maybe that was her game plan.
She's in a little different stage of her life now. she's no longer competing for Hanson Brooks, you know, that team out in Michigan anymore. So
yes, that's right.
So you're back to running, racing a lot this spring. Why were you off from running for so long?
I think, I mean, just in high school and college, I feel like we're both pretty intense training programs. So kind of being able to take a step back and kind of run when I wanted to, run for fun. That's kind of why I think at Iowa, I just dealt with a lot of injuries. So it was kind of fun to like not have a structured training program and try to be healthy, and enjoy the running because I did not enjoy the cross training. So I think, and I think a lot of college athletes kind of take the time right after competing collegiately, to kind of run on their own. So I knew I wanted to get back to racing, but I didn't really have a set date or like have any intentions, until Fitness Sports reached out, and then I kind of got super excited and started training immediately. So they kind of the ones that spurred the action. And I was definitely ready, so I'm glad they reached out. I think I was itching for
Oh, so Tad just reached out to you and said, "Hey,
it.
I want to have you here."
Yeah, they have a good recruiting process.
Tyson Wieland with Runablaze. Missed out on that one, Tyson. Jessica was right under your nose here. Got to give him a little bit of grief for that, but so you weren't really injured after college. You were just kind of taking a little break, just running easy and
Yeah, I think just
finding
getting over the injuries.
not finding really the motivation yet to race. Is that what
Yeah.
I'm hearing?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think. Yeah. Just wanted to take it easy.
So tell me kind of about your Iowa experience here. It looks like you were a business analytics and information systems major. Is that are you applying that now in your when with your job? Let's go to that first.
So I am currently in the data analytics field. I work as an insights analyst for Casey's, the gas station convenience store. So
Somebody told me that.
So I get a analyze pizza all day, talk about pizza, and we also eat a lot of pizza, so it's a pretty good gig. But yeah, so I think I really like the field and I like the work and I love the people I work with. Yeah, so it's just a lot of fun just digging into the data every day and kind of presenting those insights.
You work in their corporate offices in Ankeny then?
It's in
Okay.
Ankeny, so going every
Sweet.
day for the most part.
Okay. When do you find time to work out then?
Well, normally over the summers, I try to go in the morning, when it's not so hot. And my dad normally bikes beside me. So those 5 a.m., 6 a.m. mornings. In the winter, normally I try to go after work and get a little bit of light, or I hit the treadmill. But right now, it's a lot of after work, which it's perfect outside right now, perfect weather.
Yeah, you really can't beat that. So, do you have your own treadmill or do you go to a gym? How do you get?
I do have my own treadmill, but I'll go to Lifetime. I think it helps to get out of the house and it's too easy to get off the treadmill in my house. So fun to be around other people at a gym.
Yeah, I don't tend to like running on treadmills unless the weather's outside is bad. So
Yes.
the weather's nice, like today, it's good enough.
Yeah. I know. I agree. I used to avoid running on the treadmill at all costs. And my sister was the same way that if it was like way too cold or like windy, a lot of times we'd go run on a gravel road and my parents would drive behind us so we could run one direction with the wind and then they just pick us up and drive us home. That's the way to
Oh my goodness, that's
it.
borderline cheating here, right? I mean, what's
Yeah, I
going
mean, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So,
on? Eric Steiger said something like that along the lines of that second place is last place or something. That's what he said. So it goes along that kind of thinking. Your new FS Fitness Sports DP teammate. think what the acronym is for that. It's going to be hard to remember that one.
I know.
So your dad bikes with you then, huh? That's pretty cool. Is he an early morning riser then, before he
No,
works, or is he retired, or how does he?
I think he just like a lot of times if my sister and I aren't running together, my mom will she'll go to a gravel road with my sister and she'll drive beside her, and then my dad just always would bike beside me. I think sometimes if it was just dark early in the mornings, he'd just rather be with me. And I feel like we like all the same music, and I like to hear some of his business advice and stuff. So I think, yeah, we all just get along. So we do our route in the morning, and I think he just likes to ride the bike, shake out his legs, and we like each other's company.
Okay. He's got some music along, huh? Does he have a
We always have, let's see, Foo Fighters or Slash and Miles Kennedy, or got like the rock kind of music. So we like similar music.
Learning to fly would be a good
Yeah, I know. That's one's on repeat.
motivational upbeat song. There you go.
Yes.
Have you ever left him behind?
No, I have
Sorry, flat tire. I gotta keep going.
not. I know, I'm trying to think. I don't think so. He's probably wanted to leave me, but he hasn't.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably could ride a lot faster, right? And that's nice that he's looking out for you, because he can't be that, cautious,
Yeah,
too cautious.
yes, I agree.
Even
Yeah.
when it's dark out, you never know what
Yeah.
crazy lunatics are out there,
I know.
or a dog, or a stray dog, or something,
I know. I think the most scared, well, I'm always afraid that there's going to be like a wild animal going to get me. But the one time we saw like a pack of raccoons and came out of nowhere, and they were huge raccoons. So I'm glad he was
Wow.
there. Just scare them off.
See, were they thinking you were food?
Felt like it. Felt like they were going to come in for sure.
The look of hunger in their eyes. Have you ever been chased by a dog before? Okay,
No,
we're
no,
going
but I have planned my
on.
escape routes if that happens.
You haven't lived yet till you've been chased by at least one dog.
Have you been
I've had
chased by a
it happen.
dog?
Oh yeah, 3 or 4 times.
Oh my
Yes.
gosh. Yeah, luckily
Yeah.
no.
No, I've had to yell down dogs. I've had to tell them to back off.
Yeah,
If you're
well.
really have aggressive language toward them, they will back off
Okay,
generally.
that's good to know.
They'll realize you're the alpha dog in the family.
Yeah,
You have to
I don't know
listen
what
to
I
them.
was preparing to do. I think I was just preparing to like sprint or like run as fast as I could. So I'll take that approach instead.
So Johnston has they got yeah, dogs all chained up there.
Yes,
Just
yes.
like a proper,
Dogs are in control.
community should be. Where do you run at then? What are your favorite trails?
I really like the Sycamore Trail kind of by the Johnson soccer fields,
Yeah.
the paved one. And I guess I run the dirt one too. So that's the one we always used to do in high school. That was our a long run spot. So it's just fond memories there. And then recently I started going to Raccoon River. I'll run with a friend there, and sometimes I guess last year I do long runs with her. So we just do some loops around there. So it's nice to like have the soft surface. But I'll say have being on the fitness sports team, they plan a new long run route every day. So I'm learning lots of new routes in Des Moines. We went to that crushed limestone trail near Huxley last weekend, and
Oh
that's amazing. There's like not a single hill on that trail, so that might be my new favorite spot.
yeah, that is. I'm talking Iowa State here. Sorry, but that is a training ground for the Cyclone teams.
Oh,
So,
oh shoot. I don't know if I
yeah,
can go there now.
that was one of my favorite trails when I lived in Ankeny. Absolutely loved that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when I lived in Des Moines, the one you talked about before,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, lots of good spots, honestly.
Those are both favorites then. So you're putting on a lot of miles on the car here, driving around.
No, I really am.
Gotcha.
But
Gotcha. Going to all these different locales then.
yeah, that's good. Good company I get to have on my long run, so I'll take it.
Hopefully, you got a good car, works well.
Yep, still
No
running.
break down. Okay. We got way off track there. But that's fun though. Tell me about let's go back to Iowa, your experience there. You didn't run much track seasons. In your bio, did not compete, did not compete, did not compete. Were those your injury seasons?
I
What
think
happened there?
so. I think at Iowa, so like of the 12 seasons, like cross indoor, outdoor track, I think I only ran 3 seasons. So I think at Iowa, I dealt with a lot of injuries, as do a lot of collegiate athletes. I think part of it just if coach said do this, I'm gonna do that, and I didn't always listen to my body. So just had multiple labrum tears in my hip, a stress fracture, IT band, so kind of all over the place. But I think it kind of, or I was really fortunate at Iowa. They kind of got me more into lifting, to kind of help with my injuries, and I think that did help a lot of just getting stronger. I was probably running weird at times or compensating, which led to more injuries. They got me into lifting like 4 times a week. I felt like I was lifting with the throwers, honestly. Just kidding, I wasn't lifting quite as much. But so they really tried to help me out there, but just by getting me stronger. But yeah, it was disappointing to not be able to compete in all my seasons at Iowa. I mean, I could probably still be competing now with how much eligibility I have left, but
I know you've got a ton.
yeah, so disappointing, but I think I've made it my goal to beat all my college PRs kind of post-collegiately, so kind of have some good goals and so much more room to grow. So I think, and I think, I guess the one of the benefits of not competing is that I think a lot of like collegians post their career kind of struggle with burnout. I feel like I kind of took a little break, but I never really dealt with that burnout of like wanting to be done or like forever done running. I think I still have a love for the sport and still kind of want to compete at an elite level. So I think that's one kind of thing to take away from it, that maybe I didn't get to compete really during college, but I still have a lot left to give.
I love to hear you say that because, because, some college careers don't go, the way you want it to, and there is a running life after college, and a lot of your teammates are examples of that. Andrea Ernst, a prime example of that. She had a very good college career, but she's still plugging along and doing well. So, glad that
Exactly.
you haven't been burned out like that. Maybe you'll make it distance running as long as I have, maybe. been going at it for 4 decades here,
Oh
so
my gosh, that's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah, I hope so.
Exactly
That's
four
my goal.
decades. Yeah, so ton of injuries, doing a lot of weight work, like you said. It's helped you a lot. Were you just not quite ready for the big jump in mileage when you went to Iowa, or what was the, what do you look back and say, what happened there?
Yeah, I think part of it was just like just a sudden increase in intensity. I think high school we had a good program. But I don't think it obviously wasn't quite as tense as competing collegiately. So I think there was a huge jump in miles and just intensity of every single run, all the workouts. And I probably wasn't as prepared for that as I thought I was. And then, of course, I'm gonna try to keep up. I'm gonna do exactly what I'm told to do. Probably not listening to my body as well there. But yeah, I think a lot of girls just struggle with kind of coming in and like the new intensity of the program and not being able to adjust. I think that just happened to me.
I hear that a lot, that Iowa prep's just not quite prepared for the college grind. You know, it's a big step up, and some just don't adjust quite as well to that. So we talked about probably your big highlight. You were the number two finisher at that Midwest Regional. Was that the one, 2021? Was that in Iowa City?
Yep.
I went to that. That had to be very cool.
Yeah, that was a fun experience. Yeah, well, the race was freezing, and I think it was, like, sleeting sideways. And I think it had rained the night before, so there were, like, puddles all over the course that were, like, ice water, and it would just, like, shock you when you stepped in it. But, yeah, it was kind of fun to, like, do my last cross race in Iowa City. We had a lot of family and friends there. Kind of a fun environment, and kind of my last race with my sister. And actually in that race, our finish of our course is like long. I think it's like 800 meters, or it's kind of a long.
It's a good long. It's a good long straight, isn't it?
Yeah, you can see it forever. But somehow my sister knew that I was like, I was right behind her, and I had like no energy. So I'm like, okay, I'm just like gonna let her go. Like, she's on her own. And she knew I was behind her, so she like turned around and yelled at me. She's like, "Come on, like come beside me." So I'm like, okay. So I like surged a little bit, went up beside her. And then kind of like the whole rest of the way to the finish line, we were like running in stride, like, and we kind of picked up the pace, or we were like passing people. And I thought it was funny because at one point, like, I'm like, okay, go without me. Like, I can't go, you go. And she said, no, I'm not leaving without you. I'm like, okay. Wow. So then I kept going. And then I think I said the same to her. So yeah, we finished together that race, which was my last kind of collegiate race ever. And we got to do it together, just because she's had such a big impact on my running career. So kind of a cool experience for the last race.
How cool of a moment was that? running together there, encouraging each other. How you said she has had such a big impact on you running wise. How's that?
Yeah, I think she's always been my best friend, and like we do a lot of our runs together. I think there's just been so many workouts, especially in college when I feel like the workouts nearly killed you. There's just so many like impactful times of like, I feel like we were just like on the same wavelength, like running in stride, just like absolutely like the most amazing workouts. Like, you're going through it and it's absolutely horrible, but like the fact that she's with me, she's not going to leave me. She's going to pull me every step of the way, and I do the same for her. It's almost like a teammate that's like purely wants you to succeed, like even more than a teammate. They just want the best for you. I feel like she's helped me progress my running career so much, and really like made my love for the sport, just having a teammate that cares for you in that way.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm sure you were in the stands at Drake Stadium last weekend watching Jump Duncan Invitational when Brooke got the win in the steeplechase.
Yes, I was there. I was yelling. Yeah, I've been to a lot of her meets once I've graduated. So it's fun to be all over and travel, watch her race. Yeah, so she'll have a few more races yet this year. So I'm sad it's almost over. But yeah, it's been fun watching her.
Oh, she's out of eligibility then, even with all the COVID?
Yeah, I think she has some eligibility, but I think she's ready to be done, I think.
So she's graduating then in May?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm trying to recruit her to the fitness sports team, but she might have to take a few months off as well just to recover.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll give a good sales pitch to her. So, with her career winding down, then, man, this will be the end of an era, right?
I know. I don't know what my parents are going to do.
Is it just you two siblings, or do you have any other ones?
Yep, just us two.
So just the two of you, okay. So who got into running first? Who started it all?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think we kind of got into running at the same time. We both did soccer growing up, and actually one of our neighbors was the middle school cross-country coach. So she kind of recruited us into the sport just because we'd be playing soccer in the backyard, and we could just run forever. So she kind of got us to go out for cross country. So we probably got into it at the same time. And I guess we just do a lot of the same things. So, or maybe she found it. I don't know.
Let's just go out for cross country and work hard and really do a lot of sweating and breathing for 50 minutes.
Yeah, it's super fun.
At least soccer, you get a little break, right? You stand around a little bit, but, you know, distance running is, you know, constant there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Johnson's had a great program. Of course, Patrick Hennis, your coach, has been coach of the year many times. And I said at the top, you guys set the record junior year for the lowest point total. So who was on that team and how special was that?
Yeah, that whole season and especially that state meet was so much fun. I think we just had like a really good group of girls that wanted to put in the work, and we had a really deep team too. So that was definitely one of the most fun seasons. So let's see, it was my sister and I, Emily Paz, Josie Hovey, and Paige Horner were our top five. And I think even like at conference and district, I think even like our top seven, we went like the first seven spots or something like that.
I can believe it.
Yeah, we just had a really good team. And I think in cross, we were especially good. I think we're doing like high mileage kind of that season compared to other seasons. So we really just put in the work, and it was cool experience for it to all pay off. And I think even like no one came in super fit, but like just throughout the season, like everyone developed so much and everyone kept kind of moving up the rankings. So yeah, that was a fun crew and like a fun season to be a part of for sure.
What was the point total that you scored then at that historic state meet one?
I think it was 26 points.
26. Okay. So just 11 from a perfect score.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Which if we got perfect score, that would have been cool.
So you had year two. Do you remember the order of your finish?
Oh, gosh. It was about...
I'm going to put you through a quiz here.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I
second. Did not look this up.
Brooke was third. I think our next girl was fifth. And then it was somewhere around like... fifth, and then maybe like 7 and 14 around there. That's probably not 26, but it's around there.
Okay.
I think we were all within the top 15.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, that almost has to be, unless you went like 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 4. Yeah, you'd have to be to get that in there. Okay. I mean, you guys won 3 state titles in 4 years. quite the juggernaut, like we said before we started recording. But yeah, 3 state titles in 4 years. That's just a phenomenal run there. And they haven't lost a lot of steam since then.
I know. Yeah, it's kind of cool to like look back and see or just how amazing they're doing now. Again, kind of fun to be a part of the beginning of that dynasty.
Yeah, and like I said, a phenomenal coach there. Tell me something about Coach Hennis that maybe you can dig up some dirt on him here.
I'm trying to. He was a good coach. It was fun being coached by him because he'd always run with us. So I remember like when I was a freshman, like he'd push me in a lot of the workout. Like he was probably faster than me, honestly. So he pushed me in a lot of those workouts. Another fun, I feel like just kind of every year the training philosophy changed a little bit, which kind of made it interesting. Cause sometimes some years were like higher mileage than others. I think it was my sophomore year or maybe I think it was my sophomore year. We would do like a lot of 2-a-days. So we'd all meet in the morning at like 5 a.m. and like he'd come for our run with us in like the snow. And then we'd go like do like plyos or like some other lifting thing, and then we'd all get together in the afternoon and run again. And like the morning we'd take turns bringing like donuts or muffins. So he just had a kind of had some like fun team cultures and traditions he kind of established. There was, I think it was like 2 weeks before like kind of the championship season, we'd always like go do a run and he'd be like leading our run. And all of a sudden we'd like take a turn into the woods and like, where are we going? What are we doing? And all of a sudden, like, we'd be running along like a creek and he would just jump in the water. And so that was our run. Like, we had to like swim and like through the creek and then hop out on the other side and like go run another 4 miles and then jump in some other pond. And it was kind of some fun traditions that he kind of established. And we did it every year. Every year we had no idea when it was going to happen, even though it happened every year. It was kind of a fun philosophy he had.
I'm sure your mother, Susan, didn't appreciate the dirty clothes.
I know. Yeah, our wet shoes and probably a little like risky to do kind of that close to championship season, but that was fun.
When's the latest you ever did that workout, I put in quotes?
It was never cold. That's all I remember. So okay. It wasn't that bad.
So it was always like in the first month.
Yeah, it was always, the water wasn't cold either, so.
that's pretty wild. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So, got to ask you the big question here. You got you against Brooke. Who is the better runner? who's more talented?
What's that? Oh, hi. Oh, sorry.
I can edit that out.
Okay. Let's think. I don't know. We always say, I would say she's the better runner because she's much more athletic, I say. Like, she's able to, like, do the steeplechase, which I don't even think I could dream of doing that event. I don't know. But we always say, like, we just, like, want to help each other during a race. Like, if we were racing, we just try to finish at the exact same time. Like, But she's definitely more athletic than I am, and she definitely excelled at – we both did soccer and basketball. She was definitely a better athlete in both of those than me.
Okay. That doesn't always translate to the better runner, though. So, I mean, my brother was a better athlete, if you'd have to say, because he could play basketball, but I was by far the better runner. I ended up, playing that way. I hope he knows this.
Yeah, and also Brooke's sitting like beside me, so she's behind me. She's
hello, Brooke. You're not competing this weekend.
I'm in Iowa City right now, actually. I'm just her ceremony, her senior ceremony, and then I'll be back tomorrow night.
Oh, okay. I see. So when is that ceremony then? Tomorrow morning?
I think it's around noon, just on the track, and then she'll race tomorrow night. So I'll probably miss that so I can head back and rest a little bit. But then I'll be able to see her at Drake. So I'll have a few more races left to see, hopefully.
Well, congratulations on your win, Brooke, last weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That was fun.
I didn't know that this. I have both sisters on this interview.
Yeah,
2-1.
We're a hoot together.
That's why. So when Brooke, you asked about. Go ahead.
Brooke, do you agree that you're the better athlete and distance runner? Jessica's already.
I believe that I'm the better athlete for coordination, and however, I think she's better when it comes to discipline and competitiveness. I am not competitive at all. I'd rather see everyone else succeed. And so she has a lot more grit, passion, competitiveness, and speed. Well, not speed, but like distance speed. So she's more fast and running. I got the coordination.
Yeah. I guess I am more competitive.
A lot more.
Well, yeah, I mean, you did beat her at that Midwest Regional, right? I mean, you guys were right together there at that race. So.
Yeah, someone had.
But you did win a race last weekend, so so there you go. I mean, you got some competitiveness there.
Oh no.
Pretty interesting. So I didn't want to make this about her, but what race are you running tomorrow then?
I am running the 1500. We have not done any speed work at all since I've kind of just been getting back into like competing the last track season. So I'm a little nervous to see how my speed like translates to a race, but yeah, 1500.
1500. Wow. Yeah. That's probably as quick as you like to go, I suppose.
Yes. Yeah. 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 I'd rather the shortest distance I would like to do would be the steeple. So this will be fun.
So you'll be running day two of the Musco Twilight. Everybody in Iowa City, go out and watch Brook Run tomorrow.
Last, yeah.
11 a.m. So Jessica must be getting her packet picked up tomorrow then.
Yeah.
Somebody must be picking up your packet then for the Drake 10K.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you got your tickets to watch Brooke and run it at Drake Stadium?
Not yet, but
no?
I'll be there. I have no choice.
Okay. Yeah, you got to see the last races here. Her career is winding down as we speak. Know. No chance of coming back for another year, huh, Brooke? No chance.
No. It's only fun to race when Jessica's around, so I kind of want to join her for a little bit again.
So you're after Ann Arbor, you're out then. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like me on Jessica's team again, maybe.
Okay. Well, Jess, let's get back to you. Some final questions here. Tell me, what do you like to do? Now, Eric Steiger really had a hard time coming up with something the other day, but what do you like to do outside of distance running? What are some of your hobbies here?
I'll see. Well, I ever since like University of Iowa kind of got me into lifting, I still really enjoy the lifting piece. I don't know if you consider that a hobby, but I have like a lifting rack in my garage. I choose to rather have a lifting rack rather than park in the garage. So I kind of have a whole setup there that actually Brooke was the one who set it all up for me. So it has a whole rack and the mat and a mirror and a bunch of weights. So that's kind of what I've taken from Iowa.
Okay. So how much can you bench?
Oh gosh. Well, not much anymore. It's hard when I don't have the lifting coaches spotting me. Now I'm afraid I'm going to drop the weight on my face.
Okay, what's another weight that you can do, okay, another routine that you can talk about at mileage or not weight?
I'll see. I think I always had to do a lot of squats when I was squats and deadlifts. And I think I never had to max out, but I would always do like sets of 12 or something. I think the most weight I ever got up to was like 135 pounds, which felt good for a distance runner. That was as much as the boys were doing at the time, so I felt pretty good about it.
Yeah.
That was cool though, but
I'm sure you could beat me. Yeah. So hey.
I don't know. I'm not as strong anymore, but I still enjoy doing it. But I do the lifts I want to do, so I might be cheating.
Okay. Is the gym kind of competitive there? I mean, the gym I go to, there's a lot. I mean, I am an outlier here. Distance runners, outliers, big time.
Uh-huh.
Are you kind of the odd one, or do you kind of fit in there?
Well, I mostly only lift in my garage. I'm kind of too afraid to go to the gym. So, so then it's okay. Nice. I don't compete against anyone.
No one's
going to tell me what to do.
Yeah, you can just kind of. So when do you do that then? After your runs, do you like to do them before or after your runs?
Mostly after. A lot of times I'll do it like at night too. Kind of just depends. Normally I like a break after my run, so or in the weekends. That's always the best time when it's light out and you can have all the garage doors open.
See, there's another Jess that I've had on my podcast, Jess Smith. She's a pro triathlete now. Oh, yeah. She likes to do her weights beforehand. She likes to activate the muscles, as she says.
Really?
She says she gets a better workout out of it.
Huh, so I'll have to try that.
You might have to experiment just a little bit to see it.
That's a good idea.
See if you get something out of it. That's what, and you know, she's finishing all these Ironmans, you know, pretty high.
So. That's kind of cool. All right, I might try that.
And she's in her 40s, so, I mean, you know, so it might be something to think about.
Yeah, okay. I'll try it.
So, going back to the running aspect of this whole thing, do you have any kind of, I always ask this of people, what kind of goals do you or you have now that you're 24 years old? You just turned 24 last month.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess I don't know. I kind of... Goals long term. I've kind of like the past two races, I've kind of had no expectations for it. So I really haven't thought that far ahead on kind of goals I want to accomplish. I think one of the big goals is that, and I'm hoping it'll be easy, but I want to be all my college PRs given I didn't race very much. I've only done 2 8Ks and we didn't race 8Ks in college for cross. So I think this weekend in the 10K, my 10K PR in college on the track is pretty weak. So I'm hoping I can beat it on the road, but that's kind of my goal right now with that. But kind of just, I want to try to beat all my college PRs. I think I kind of want to get on the track at some point too, run some fast times. I think I never got to do a fast 5K. I think end goal would be to go sub 17, which kind of seems ambitious right now. But
17:35 is your best, right? For
that's true. So yeah, I think
that's definitely
and you're
right. Your 10K time is definitely attainable there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think we can knock that off Sunday? Looks like we got pretty decent weather, maybe a little windy, but.
Yeah, that's my goal. I think if I can beat my track PR on the road, then I'm way better than I used to be. So I'll take it.
Yeah, 37:29. That's, yeah. You can get that.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Now, 6K PR might be a little hard to get, you might think. But there's a road race over in Altoona that does a 6K.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
I might have to do that. Yeah, I've got to beat all the PRs. Even if I run a 1500, I think I have like one of those maybe.
Yeah, the Altoona Running Club puts on a 6K. So
perfect. Okay, there we go.
And it's in the fall, so you have no excuses now. You can go to that one.
Okay.
And knock off that PR.
Yeah.
Perfect. You have any goals of going longer, farther?
I think right now I want to stay in like the 5K to 10K range.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm kind of intimidated by marathon training. And I think even now I don't do that high of mileage anymore. I kind of like the low miles just to stay healthy. So I'm not sure. I think eventually I would consider a marathon. I think for a few years now I've wanted to do like ultra marathons, at least to try like one or two, like start with a 50 miler, do a 100 miler, then I can call it if I want. But that's my goal, that's my longer distance goals, is to do those eventually, maybe skip the marathon and do a 50 miler first.
Oh wow, that's just jumping into the deep end there. Wow. That's oof.
But,
so what's a really good mileage total for you week by week?
I feel like right now I'm probably only doing like 35 to 45 miles a week, which in school I feel like, or in college, we were probably doing like 50 to 65 miles a week.
Okay.
So I like the lower mileage because I feel good. I don't feel beat up. I probably only run 5 days a week. I think it's just it's good mileage. I've felt good since doing that mileage.
Yeah, I think there is some benefits to taking. I'm a big proponent of a day off once in a while. These people who do streaks and keep running every day, it's like, no, don't do that to yourself unless you're. So I'm big into that, and we have already talked about listening to your body too. So that's very important, and yes. It sounds like you're doing everything right. And eventually, you know, you do more of the weight lifting and get stronger. Maybe the miles will come.
Yeah. Maybe I think so.
But going straight to an ultra, wow, that's.
Yeah, we'll see. I have to do it once, I think. It doesn't have to be like a mountain one where you can like fall off the mountain. It can be like one in Nebraska that's flat, but I want to do one.
So you don't have anything in mind, any particular one?
No. And probably nothing within the next few years.
Okay. All righty. So have you traveled around enough to have a favorite place to visit, mm-hmm. favorite running area to visit?
Oh gosh. Well, I'm trying to think of where we would go for our track meets. California was always fun. I feel like we'd always race like Thursday or Friday, and then like Saturday we'd always like get to do our long run. So we'd always like go run like on the boardwalk alongside the beach. And that was probably more just like the memories of why I like it. But I really like, we'd always go to Tempe for our spring kind of training trip over spring break.
Okay.
And they have a really good like route kind of along the canal. And like part of it's like kind of like crushed rock a little bit. That one's always fun because super flat, kind of goes forever. And normally we go in the spring, so it wasn't like really hot yet. It'd be like 60 or 70. So not bad. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite places because I don't like hills. So having that flat trail is perfect.
And the California, you were in Long Beach?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, those are some great trips then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are always fun. So,
good memories. That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah, for sure. So who are you close with still on the Iowa team besides Brooke, of course?
Yeah, I think I talk to my roommates a little bit, Grace McCabe and Kylie Latham. They're my roommates for 2 years. And then, so Jordan Winkie's on the fitness sports distance team. So it's kind of fun to be back with her and like reminisce on some things from Iowa. I guess I've seen a few of the girls when they're in Des Moines, we get dinner. So, but we're all kind of our separate ways.
And she's really knocking off PRs here.
I know. Right? She's doing amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
We kind of both went through the same thing of being injured during our time at Iowa.
Yeah.
So I think we're both happy that we're much faster now, kind of post-collegiately, which doesn't always happen. So kind of a cool experience that we're in this together.
We've already talked about how, you know, there is life after college, in the distance running scene. So, and hopefully you'll be able to, you know, knock off some of these, some of these races. Is there a target race you have for 2024? Anything you kind of sound like you're more of a fly by the seat of your pants person, but do you have kind of a target goal?
Yeah, I think, and I probably haven't admitted it to myself, but I think I still like the 5K distance right now, even though I'm probably better at the longer the distance of like a 10K. But last year I did the Blazing 5K, and that was like, I was kind of invited to the race, and was excited about it. But still didn't have like a really solid block of training under my belt at that time. I did the race in like, I think I was like 18.
1838.
Yeah.
You ran 1838. I got it down here.
Oh, really? Oh, funny. So not
which
like,
is like right in my territory here. So
I was kind of disappointed with it.
Yeah.
So
you obviously weren't in great shape. if you're running around me.
Yeah. So I think I really want to, I want to do well in that race. And so that's not till October. Because I think it'd be cool to see how fast I can go. I still kind of like the faster stuff right now. Well, I consider 5K fast. So I want to beat that. And even I did like a 5K time trial and I beat that easily a few weeks ago. But I want to see how fast I can go in that race, because that's kind of, it was kind of an elite race when I did it, and I didn't really know that going in. So it'd be fun just to see what I can do getting around with some elite people in Des Moines.
Yeah, Tyson brings out a good field every year for that, Tyson Whelan. So
yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he'd love to have you in the race and battle it out. So yeah, when Kaylee Logue shows up, you know that you got some competition, right?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to stick with her, but yeah, she's dominant. So
Who's you know, you competed against, you know, Big Ten runners and everything like that. Who's the best competitor, the best opponent you've ever run against? Who was the person who said, wow, this is something, someone that's just miles and miles ahead of everybody?
I guess in those collegiate races, sometimes there's so many people in the race, or like there's like 300 girls, and so you don't even realize who's so far ahead. So I can't even think of a race at Iowa who would have been the top runner. I guess the most, and this wasn't in college, but the time that I remember the most was with Kaylee Logue at that Blazing 5K last year. Because I think with her time, she almost beat me by 3 minutes, which is almost embarrassing of like just how dominant of a performance that was. That's like the most distinct time I can remember, because like, she just went out there and just like demolished everyone, which was kind of cool of how fast she went. And then she like was talking to me after and like super smiley and nice. I'm like, how are you that fast and so sweet? So
yeah, she is just the nicest person. And and she was on my podcast last June as well. So,
oh yeah.
So if you want to listen back and find out, we know what makes her tick. very, very well, listened to podcast. One of my top ones. Yeah. And I'm hoping this will be one of the top ones here, Jess. We'll have to spread the word about the podcast. It's been a lot of fun having you on.
Yeah. No, thank you for having me on. It's been fun.
And I'll see you on Sunday. We've got a fitness sports distance project get together, I guess.
Oh, yes. Yep. Awesome.
Sunday.
So, I'm excited. Are you doing the Grand Mile?
No, I am not. Okay. No, I work Tuesday, so I can't break away for that, okay. Unfortunately. But yeah, 10K all the way for me. So
awesome. I love it. Cool.
So we'll see you there on Sunday and have a great race. And and have a good weekend. And Brooke, have a great race tomorrow if you're still there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And as always, I'll be looking up your results.
Good. Awesome.
As you heard, Jess McKee has a fierce tenaciousness underneath that bubbly outside personality. And that definitely showed up 2 days after our interview when she picked up her first Drake Relays winning flag by taking the women's 10K title in, well, she did get that new personal best time of 36:46. And I suspect we will have a lot more of those type of performances from Jess in the coming years as she establishes herself in the Iowa road racing scene. And I'm definitely looking forward to that.